This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Christina. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Both of my grandmothers were herbalists, so I've been very strong, following a herbal diet. And also I have hemolytic anemia, which means I have to have beef. But I'm also manic depressive, and I'm taking Spruce Bar and Wellbutrin. And I'm also using the rescue remedy by Dr. Bosch.
Okay.
With the flower essences.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if having so many things to do, like I'm trying to find a place to live because a friend of mine, her son put her in a nursing home against her wishes. So finally find a place to live, involved in a car wreck, involved in but the police won't help. I had some checks stolen, and police, again, will not prosecute, even though it's grand larceny, so the sheriff's office will. And I'm taking Wellbutrin, 300 milligram, and then 60 milligram of Spruce Bar. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, could that just be... I have no energy. I have no desire to do anything.
Yeah. It can do that to you. Are you taking both of those right now, currently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And
I was taking Prozac, but I didn't like the Prozac.
Yeah, Prozac a lot of times doesn't agree with people. I get that. You have to play around with it a little bit. Do you feel stable? I know you feel tired. You don't feel like doing anything, but the highs and the lows, are you feeling those with the medication, or is it holding you fairly well?
The medication is it's more for anxiety.
Well, it is.
I usually am very hyper. When I get depressed, then I get really low.
Right. But also what it can do is it keeps you balanced. So what I was wondering, though, is are you having any extremes in any way, or do you feel fairly stable?
I'm having extremely because I have to get everything ready to get out of this house. I'm having to fight the police on two fronts, with the grand larceny and with the car wreck. This idiot slammed in the back of my car, and I'm seeing double and triple, and the eye surgeon said it may never clear up. And I was supposed to start a PhD.
My goodness. So you're
I can only read for like about 10 minutes, and then the words just become blurred or they change colors.
Does it cause you to have headaches at all when you read for a period of time?
Oh, yeah. I have an inflamed temple artery. I've had three hospitals who ask for my body when I'm dead, including Cleveland Clinic and Mayo Clinic. I should not be walking around with everything that's wrong.
But you still are.
I can laugh about it, but I'm really worried the fact that right now I have no energy and I don't want to do anything.
Yeah. A lot of times, the medication can cause a lot of what you're feeling as far as fatigue goes. But let's step back for a second. Even though the medication can cause that, it can cause you to feel tired and almost numb you out a little bit. Are you doing well as far as your lifestyle? Do you eat well? Do you take care of yourself? Do you exercise or not really?
I exercise. I lost 40 pounds.
Wow, great.
I start the morning with a jalapeno pepper and then follow that with a glass of water with some apple cider vinegar and honey. And I eat well. I like vegetables and yogurt. So, my diet's good. I have insomnia, but I've always had that as long as I can remember. I'll sleep for four or five hours, and then I wake up, and I'm just wide awake.
Right.
What bothers me is I just have no energy, and I'm taking so many different medications right now, including hydrocodone for the pain.
Wow. Yeah.
From the car wreck. And I have a, what do they call it when your shoulder's out of place?
What was dislocated?
It's not dislocated, but the, it should be operated on because it's slipping, but they can't operate on me because I'm a bleeder and I also have a history of blood clot.
Oh. Well,
yeah, I'm just wondering if all this together is just, I feel like I'm not getting anything done.
Well, that's because you're feeling tired. But the bottom line is you've got to do some things to get your body more in balance. And with everything you just laid out for me, I mean, yeah, do you have a lot going on? Sure. But there has to be a starting point because you can't get to a place where you're just overwhelmed. And there's so many conditions, so many symptoms. You're taking one medication for one thing. It's causing another. So you take another medication, and it's this big whirlwind, and you're trying to get your body in balance, but you don't feel in balance. And you feel tired, and you feel fatigued. And so there's several things you can do. Now, obviously, you want to stay on the medications that you're taking. There's a reason that your physicians have you taking them. It's playing around with your dopamine levels. And dopamine, it's a key neurotransmitter, a brain chemical. Getting that balance can be one of the biggest keys for your energy levels, for making you feel good, the whole nine yards. Now, there's several ways to raise dopamine levels, and I'm going to talk to you about that. But also, you just have to realize that with everything you have going on, it's, you know, I talk a lot about an anti-inflammatory diet. I talk a lot about that because you have to start there. I'm going to make a difference. I'm not going to change your chemistry in your body. That's where the challenge begins. So let me just lay some things out for you. Now, for dopamine, certain foods can really help raise dopamine levels, and they're pretty simple. Now, here's the deal. Once you start raising these, you may find that your medication doesn't – maybe you're taking too much, or the milligram might be a little bit too much. You might want to talk to your doctor as you go into this. If you really start making some modifications in your lifestyle, the way you eat and different things like that, may make a big impact. So you just want to keep an eye on that for how you feel. But meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. Now, the hard cheeses like and the goat cheese are one of the best routes to go, but they will naturally raise dopamine levels in the body. Matter of fact, cheese has an amino acid in it called tyramine, and it will actually – it gives us a lift. It makes us feel good. That's why a lot of people are drawn to cheese. They enjoy eating it because it makes them feel good, actually. So there's a lot of components within those foods, meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate, the dark chocolate, by the way, that can make a big difference in your dopamine levels. So something to consider, blueberry extract, also L-tyrosine, vitamin B6, in the version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and N-acetylcysteine. All of those are great. And don't forget, tablespoon of cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, one of the best things you can do for your overall brain chemistry. So that's dopamine levels. Now, also with Wellbutrin and any of the other medications, I know you're taking a lot more, getting your body stable is the first and foremost. The fatigue should lift once you get the dopamine levels a little bit more balanced. And you can work on the adrenal glands too, and of course they're probably – for me to ask you, have they done this blood test or that, probably wouldn't even be a good question. Number one, you probably wouldn't remember all the values. But number two, you would probably just know normal or not. And if you've got all that going on, they've probably done every kind of blood test under the sun with you. And so in that case, you want to focus generally on the adrenal glands. Make sure you stay away from coffee. You can do green tea. But vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, or pantothene, is really good along with vitamin C. And it's kind of an old school way to build the adrenal glands, but it still works and works very well. Because when your body gets tired and you're going through all you're going through, you're taking a lot of medications, you're not sleeping well at night, your adrenal glands can get really weak. And so that can be a real help to do vitamin C and B5. It can just help build the adrenals, strengthen you up, and give you a little bit more energy throughout the day. So a couple things to try. Keep me posted on how things go. But your body can balance. Don't lose hope in that.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever we need to do to serve you, to help you go to the next level in your health, that's what we're here for. Our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area. And believe the same way we do, you can go online, getwellradio.com. And, of course, our team is there during the day. You can always call as well. Incredible providers are jumping on board into our network across this country to make a difference in your life right where you live. Let's go to Birchall. Birchall, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing tonight, sir?
I'm living well. What's up?
I'm 38 years old. I've been stupid about not taking care of my diabetes as good as I should have.
Whose diabetes?
My diabetes.
Yours? Your dog, your cat, your car, your house, those are cool things to call yours, but I don't think diabetes is. So, diabetes.
Poor choice of words there.
It's all right.
The problem is, I guess, the neuropathy in my feet, I just got diagnosed with it. At first, it didn't hurt or anything. It was just, like, numb around the toes and stuff. You know? It didn't hurt, but then all of a sudden, boy, I just, damn, hit. I mean, now I keep my diabetes under control. Actually,
whose diabetes?
Oh, not mine. Not mine, sorry.
All right, good.
I don't know whose it is. I guess it's the devil's, I guess.
Right, there you go.
I just, while I'm there, man, I went to the neurologist. She put me on high acid, whatever that's called. And she put me on some kind of other medication for it. It's kind of like, I guess it's a vitamin or something. It's called Mentex.
Okay. All right.
I just don't know what to do. Like I quit pop. You know what I'm saying? Like regular pop. I fully quit that. I've lost like 15 pounds just by doing that.
That's great. So you just want to know, you need a game plan. Is that what you're saying?
No, I need to lose a little more weight. The problem is, I mean, I was 270, now I'm down to 240.
That's great. Those 30 pounds. It's huge.
But the problem is, man, I know you hate to hear this word, cigarettes. I'm struggling with them. I've been praying and praying and praying. I'm actually praying for a miracle. You know what I'm saying? I'm praying for a divine healing. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Are you under a lot of stress?
Go ahead. Sorry, sir.
Are you under a lot of stress?
Yes, I am. I, to be honest with you, I cry just about every day. I mean, I'm depressed. It really hurts. You know what I mean? I don't know if anybody, I know your listeners, is probably you have the diabetes. It just feels like somebody's like holding a torch underneath your feet. You know, it's just that you're at the top of your feet and the bottom. It's this horrible feeling, and you're numb. You know what I mean? It's just crazy.
Well, let me shed a little bit of light on the whole diabetes thing. First, it's one of the easiest conditions to come out of. So that's the first bit of good news. Now, second thing is, the first thing you want to do is you want to radically change the foods that you eat. Your food is going to become the greatest drug you could ever have. If you'll radically change what you eat, you're going to transform what's going on inside of your body health-wise. So you want to throw away the grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, throw that out the window. Dairy products, throw them out the window. Sugar, get rid of all that. Sounds like you've already got rid of the main culprit. Every meal needs to be comprised of three things, and here's why. A good lean quality protein like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, or protein powder. And then a good carbohydrate that's low on the glycemic index, which is either a fruit or a vegetable like berries, asparagus, broccoli, whatever, and then healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all the oils like butter, coconut oil, grapeseed oil, those are all fine. Here's why. When you're looking to regulate blood sugar, a protein and a fat, both, will make sure that the carbohydrates don't cause an issue with the pancreas. And if you get used to eating like that on a regular basis, and you start eating that way every single day, your body will start to change. And as much as it changed toward the bad, going toward diabetes, it can go back the other way. So that's a big piece. And as soon as you start getting the body to getting more of the going the other direction, back in toward the health direction, that's when a lot of your symptoms can begin to change. Now, with medication you're taking right now, all of that is important. You don't want to switch anything, but there's some good things out there on the natural side. Things like chromium picolinate, alpha lipoic acid, vanadyl sulfate, cinnamon as an herb or as a spice on all your meals. Incredible studies on that, how it affects blood sugar levels and help things stabilize. The fats that you eat in your diet, it's going to help stabilize everything as far as blood sugar levels go. And the neuropathy pain, all this, all the research that we've seen, the studies and the textbooks and all that, link vitamin B6 and alpha lipoic acid together as being great natural alternatives to the neuropathy pain. Matter of fact, they've done some recent studies and posted them in some of the medical journals on vitamin B6. Now, there's different kinds of B6. The kind that they did the research on was pyridoxine or pyridoxamine, either one of those. They actually took pyridoxamine and they patented it, and I think they made a prescription out of it. But pyridoxine is the other form of vitamin B6, and that's known to be helpful for any type of neuropathy. But they did alpha lipoic acid recently, and it got some incredible results. So those are some things to look at if you want to go to like a health food store and talk to some folks there to where they're getting just really good results. So you don't have to be stuck. I know it's painful, but there are options. Look into vitamin D levels too, D3. They can do a simple blood test for you on that. You know, and when it comes to the smoking deal, I would look in working with your physician. There's a lot of natural things you can do for like depression and all that, but it might be worth using some of the medications, even Wellbutrin, which can affect serotonin and dopamine levels while you're coming, because they use that while you're coming off the cigarettes to maintain and stabilize brain chemistry so that you're not trying to tackle two things at once. And that may help you through the process. Not that you have to be on it forever, but you might want to mention that to them, because I've seen people get really good results with that when they're looking to quit. Keep me posted.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has invited leaders from both houses of Congress to meet on Wednesday on border security, including his demand for a wall along the southern border. The impasse has led to a partial government shutdown over the holidays, including the Smithsonian Museums and National Zoo in Washington, which is closing January 2nd. Australian tourist John Harrison.
You've got to roll with it. We're visitors, but I certainly hope for the sake of other tourists that the government and the president and the White House sort out their issues with the shutdown so more people can enjoy these fantastic national treasures.
Police in Manchester, England are questioning a suspect searching a house for clues in the stabbings of three people at a train station on New Year's Eve. Chief Constable Ian Hopkins.
We are treating this as a terrorist investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of success, Woody Allen says, in our quote for the day, is showing up. And that is so true. Persistence is the key to the game. Joint pain and other woes plague obese Americans. So many Americans are obese. They say now that about 65% of Americans are overweight and about 35 to 40% are obese. And saying the rates of heart disease and diabetes are typically higher among those who are extremely obese, of course, with a BMI of 40 or more. But they're saying now that, of course, the joint pains that they're seeing in the obese adults have skyrocketed about 42% since 2 years ago. Among the other findings, in the national data, they said about 25% of American adults were obese, and another 5% were extremely obese. And the black Americans, they said, were more likely to be obese, about 31% were extremely obese, 8% Hispanics, whites, and all other races. So adults with a college degree, they were kind of breaking them down in categories, 20%, on and on. But the bottom line is this, we're getting fatter as a country. Call it obese what you want. We're getting fat. That's the bottom line. That's just such politically correct word. It cracks me up. And if we say somebody's fat, it's like offensive. But the reality is, we're gaining more body fat than ever. We're more sedentary than we've ever been, and things have to change. We have to step up and we have to get motivated to want to lose the weight, to want to get back to our body as healthy again so we can thrive in our lives, so we can be there for our kids and our family members, so that we can make a difference in people's lives. We have to want it. It has to come from deep down. You have to want to get well. You have to want to live a better life and to get your body where it needs to be. And I think many people get to a place where they get discouraged and they feel like they can't get it back and they feel like they can't go to the next level and they feel like they just kind of lost it. And if, you know, you look at yourself, if you gained 100 pounds, 150 pounds, and you think, why, where do I even start? But there's a lot of keys to losing weight that are out there. And, I mean, so many great tools. It's about portion sizes. It's about eating the right kind of foods, more frequency with your meals. I mean, the list could go on and on. Exercising consistently, but not exercising too long. And, of course, reversing that cycle. And just so you know, just a little key, if you're with your doctor and you want to check how well your body handles foods and your metabolism and how well body fat is affecting, or how much your body fat is affecting you in your hormone levels and inability to lose weight, there's a great blood test called leptin. So ask your doctor to run a leptin test and see what that test will reveal and see how well changing those numbers can literally change your body composition. You'd be impressed and be amazed, actually. So many things we can do to drop the weight, and we don't have to be stuck. And there's nothing breaks my heart more than seeing someone that's on 10 different medications, they're overweight, they're 35, and maybe it's a mother with four kids. She can barely breathe because she's so overweight and just got there for whatever reason, ate too much, had a bad, you know, a tough teenage years, self-medicated with food, and just got to a place where she just can't get out. And it's not a good place to be. You can change. Life can be different. And you don't have to be where you are. You can change. And that's just, it breaks my heart. I've seen it so many times. And there has to be a way. There is a way. It's just, it, you have to find that somewhere deep down inside that you want to get well and you've had enough. And it just, it's possible. So no matter what you're dealing with, if you're overweight and you're listening to the show right now, I want you to know it's possible for you to get out from where you are. You don't have to be stuck. No matter what people have told you, no matter what your own mind has told you, you can get out. But you have to want it. You have to make that decision. I can't do it for you. And if you do, you'll be amazed at what can take place in your life. A year from now, you won't even recognize the old you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You give me a call right now. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
How can I help?
I said I have 18-month-old twins, and they both have eczema on their, I mean, different spots on their body. And we don't eat a whole lot of processed food. Their diets are pretty, a lot of fruit and vegetables, lean meat, red meat. My husband also has eczema, so I don't know if you have any ideas of things to try with them. We live in a very, very dry area.
Okay.
And I don't know if that, I mean, that is hurting, but I don't know if it's, I don't think it's just that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the eczema can be affected by dry weather. It's possible. But remember, for the most part, what happens on your skin comes from the inside. And if you're not getting the right nutrients for whatever reason or have food allergies or anything like that, it's coming from the gut. The gut usually shows itself within the skin at some level. So that is probably what's going on, is you want to start looking there. So they eat pretty well, fruits and vegetables. What does a typical day look like? Why don't you tell me breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Normally, they have, like, an egg for breakfast. Maybe a piece of whole grain toast or half. I mean, they're not eating a whole piece, like a half a piece. I don't even think they'd probably eat that much. And then they'd have some fruit. Probably a little bit of butter on the bread, and egg would be cooked probably in either olive oil or butter. Lunch, maybe like some Greek yogurt with fruit in it, vegetable like broccoli and fruit, probably. They don't eat a whole lot of noodles, and they don't really eat potatoes very well.
What about dinner?
Well, I guess we don't really feed them a whole lot of mayonnaise, but they do eat a little bit of mayonnaise.
What about fish oil? How much fish oil are they taking every day?
They're not.
Okay. Well, there's a big. What about probiotics? You giving them probiotics at all?
They eat yogurt.
Okay, so the Greek yogurt. If you're dealing with eczema, first thing you want to do is remove all dairy from the diet. And you want to always remove wheat at any level, even a half a piece of toast. Because you want to completely cut out gluten from the diet and also cow's milk dairy that's pasteurized and homogenized. And by doing that, you cut out the top two food allergens that can be in your diet. And then fish oil is a real big one with eczema. Kind of like that dryness you're talking about that comes, you know, whether it's the dry air, that can affect the skin. But remember, it comes from the inside out. So you want to make sure that they have plenty of omega-3 fats in the diet. That's always been something the research has talked about, just because we know that skin conditions by deficiency of omega-3 fats, which we're all deficient in if we don't take them because it's not in our diet typically. So getting plenty of those omega-3 fats really is a key for any kind of skin condition. And even though they're eating, you know, not a ton of food, you know, it sounds like you're doing a good job of putting some healthy food around them. And I can see why you'd be frustrated. I think it's just some slight little modifications that might be able to help, because these little deficiencies, I'm telling you, they can build up big time. So adults typically, I think it depends on what brand you use as far as like the fish oil. Just make sure you're using the oil, not the gel caps. I'm definitely a bigger fan of those. But, yeah, I mean, that definitely makes a big difference in fatty acids. Zinc is also another one. But, I mean, for kids, you don't really have to do a whole lot of vitamins and things like that. Kids are typically pretty good. Their digestive tracts work pretty well. The only two things that the foundational four, which I think everybody should be on everybody's kitchen table, really, that's a good whole food multivitamin. And that can be like a kid's chewable or something like that. I'm sure their pediatricians probably already recommended those kind of things. But a good fish oil is always great. That helps. The omega-3 fats really are good for the immune system and also for every other aspect of the body, including their skin, hair, and nails, that kind of thing. Probiotics are important, too. And with kids, especially, getting the bacterial flora correct and keeping it healthy is vital for skin, for complexion, for a host of things, especially within the digestive tract. And that's pretty easy to maintain. You can get those in a supplemental form. And I know you're trying to get it from the yogurt, but you can just, they make it in like a powdered form too, where you can mix it in with some of the fruit or however you want to do that. There's a lot of ways to take the probiotics, I guess is what I'm saying. That and then digestive enzymes might be something you want to consider too to help them break down the foods that they're eating. So those four supplements, pretty basic. And then stay with, you know, a lot of the diet that you already lay out, the eggs and the fruit, doing great on that. And, you know, lunch and dinner, just, you know, plenty of meats or fish and vegetables like you're doing. Just keep the fats in there. Half an avocado here, you know, crushed almonds or walnuts and things over a salad or whatever you want to do. But I would just keep that up. I mean, that's just my thoughts. From the research and things that I've seen and done, those are pretty good items. It always comes down to fatty acids when you're looking at eczema, typically in food sensitivities or food allergies. Now, a lot of the research says that, and there's creams and things that can help from the outside to kind of soothe it, but usually it comes from the inside out. Vitamin D has shown some promise, too, for skin conditions from some of the research I've seen, so might want to look into that as well. All right, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Stephen from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He says, using your diet and exercise suggestions, I've come down from 285 to 215. Way to go, Stephen. He says, I still have a few more pounds to lose. My usual exercise is a stationary bike. What can I do different? We'll answer that when we come back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at NJNetwork.com.
We're going to kick it off with Aaron, this segment. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Aaron, how can I help?
Well, I have a condition called hyperanemia.
Okay.
I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. As I understand it, my body turns protein into ammonia.
Right.
And so when I eat a lot of things that are high in protein, you know, best case scenario, I get lethargic, you know, and then it, other conditions, you know, go from there depending on what I eat and how much I eat. But recently, I guess my question is, you know, my diet is, it's almost like a, I duck around and say it's a anti-Atkins diet, that it's a high-carb, low-protein diet, just to find sources of energy, you know, away from the protein. I lean heavily towards carbohydrate. And I'm, right now I am trying to treat jock itch, and I'm really struggling for it to clear up, and I'm wondering, you know, if this high-carb diet is affecting my ability to get rid of this.
Well, the high-carb diet is definitely, I think, too tough on the body. And, of course, you got to be careful with the proteins, but it's, of course, you can lighten up, you can do some less amount of the protein, but it's also getting it to break down. Now, apple cider vinegar is really good at helping breaking your proteins down. It can be a real benefit, kind of as an additional digestive aid. Digestive enzymes with your meals can be helpful to break the proteins down. And proteolytic enzymes, which are really, really important as well. So the proteolytic enzymes, actually you'll take usually between 30 and 45 minutes after a meal, and can help break down those excess proteins. I mean, in your condition, a lot of times those can be helpful. What is your, have the doctors done anything more toward the natural side, or what are their thoughts at this point?
Well, I haven't been to a doctor about this specific condition, honestly, since I was a child. I've just, you know, tried to regulate it with diet, but, you know, that kind of leads me into another question. You know, is this something I need to, would a general practitioner, a gastroenterologist, I mean, what kind of doctor would I need to see to really help me get on the right track with this?
I would probably, I mean, you're definitely going to want to go to your family doctor first, or internal medicine, you know, whatever. That's your standard protocol. And then they're going to get you over to a specialist. And it just depends. I mean, it depends on where really a lot of the issues are. I mean, a lot of times GI can handle, but many times, sometimes because there's sometimes can be kidney involvement with it, you may end up going to a kidney specialist, which is a nephrologist. But, I mean, the family doc is going to guide you in that process. And it depends. I would try to find a family doc that's got a good sense of more of a natural base to him, because that way, or her, that way they can look at it, they can come up with more of a strategy as far as dietary recommendations, and then monitoring you, even though you've got, you know, a formal diagnosed condition, still they can work with that, see if they can create more of a new lifestyle pattern for you to follow that could be very helpful in this process. So that's just something, that's just my own personal thought, and I think that it would be a good route to go. But yeah, you definitely want to go see your doctor. And I know you've already been when you were younger and all, but, you know, today's a new day. There's new things happening, and you wanted to create some new patterns for your life and make better choices and make the right ones and not just kind of meander around trying things here and there, hoping you find the silver bullet. You know, it's better to have somebody that really knows their stuff and then to jump in with you and they can kind of just get in the trenches and make some, help you make some good decisions. So that's kind of my thought of what I would do. Okay. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can change, but you have to have the right tools. And that's what we want to help you do. Our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. They can kind of take you from where you are to where you need to be. That's what it's all about. Tom, you're next. How can I help?
Hi, doctor. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I was taking fish oil caplets, and I didn't, listening to what you said, I didn't think that was probably the right way to go. So I switched over to cod liver oil,
okay.
And I didn't really have a problem with the taste of it or anything like that. But the store where I went to didn't have a stock of it available, and they switched over to a flavored cod liver oil that's emulsified, and I didn't know anything about that. So I wondered if you could comment on that, and I have one other question for you.
I'll try to get to all that. The cod liver oil in the liquid form is usually the best way to go. And when you've got cod liver oil in a gel cap, not every company by any means, but many times it's not worth it because when you heat cod liver oil or any fish oil up and put it into a gel cap, it makes it unstable. And there's a high propensity to turn it into a trans fat when that happens. So the cold processed cod liver oil or any type of good quality fish oil is much better in oil-based, just like a tablespoon for adults, teaspoon for kids, that kind of thing. You get a better absorption rate. It's just a lot easier for your body to utilize and absorb, and it takes about 14 or so gel caps to equal a full tablespoon of cod liver oil for the amount that you get. So it's easier to take as well, and I'm a bigger fan of just the absorption of how well the body can utilize it. And on the cod liver oil side, which I'm still a fan of to this day, there's been ups and downs of people recommending different things. I like it because it has vitamin A, naturally occurring, and vitamin D3. So those are just great benefits all the way around to it. Hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.